if you think that you want to use it the way it is right now for kli, it has a shame kli, and it could be mekabel tuma. Let's say you take a raw skin. You take skin, and you start to work it over to make it into leather. So, to make it into a nice piece of leather to use for a mat, like, you have to work it over much more. So right now, it's not called a kli, it's not mekabel tuma. Let's say in the middle of the process, you decide to say, yes, I'm going to use it the way it is right now. I don't want to work on it anymore. I'm going to use this mat the way it is right now. So if you thought alone to use it, it's called a kli now. It's called a finished vessel. And it would be mekabel tuma. But the klal is, v'yein oilen mitumosan ela b'shinu maisa. But once, let's say like this case, that you decided to use this skin the way it is right now, you gave it a name kli. Then later you change your mind and say, no, I don't want to use it anymore for a mat. I want to work over the skin again and use it to make shoes out of it. So if you decided now to use it for shoes, it's not a finished product yet. It's not called a kli. Still, your thought to change it doesn't help. Your machshav alone does not make it like it's not called a kli anymore. You have to do a ma'isa. You have to do an action of cutting it, doing something to the kli itself to show it's not a finished product yet. And the klal is like this. That ma'ise moitzi midei ma'ise midei machshava. If you do an action of ma'ise to the kli, like you start cutting this skin right now to show that you want to use it for shoes, so then the action of cutting it takes away from, even if you first made a ma'ise, like first you had this piece of skin that you made into leather, and you first decided to use it for a mat, and you even cut it out the size of a mat. So you did a ma'ise, an action to show you want to use it for a mat. But then later, since you cut it again to show you want to use it for shoes, and now it's not finished yet, it's not called the kli, it's not mekabel tuma. And for sure, the ma'isa now cutting it can take away from a machshava. In other words, at the beginning, it was a piece of skin, and you started to work on it. And even though it wasn't finished for anything yet, with your machshava alone, you just thought that you want to use it the way it is. So we say, if you think to use it, your machshava could make it into a kli, that it would be mekabel tuma. But now, when you change your mind, you don't want to use it for the mat, you want to work on it to make it for shoes, it depends. If you do a ma'isa, now you start to cut it again, this ma'isa is ma'itzim de machshava. It takes away from the first machshava you thought to use it the way it is, and right now it's not called the kliyet, it's an unfinished product, and therefore it's not makabel tuma. But the klal is machshava, just the thought alone, einai ma'itzi loy miyad ma'isa v'loy miyad machshava. If it got a shem kli, if it was called a vessel, whether you did a ma'isa, you really finished making it into a mat, or whether you just had a machshava, it wasn't even a finished mat. You just thought that you want to use it the way it is. Now later you change your mind and you want to use it for something else that's not finished yet. Your machshava, your thought alone, does not take away the din to mekabel tuma. So you see, the fact that you think to do something to it cannot take away the name of a kli on it. So here also, since you first cut off this cluster of grapes, Hamanath eat it. So at that time, the stem is called a yad, a handle for the food. It's called part of the food that is mekabel tuma. Now when you change your mind, you want to throw it on top of your sukkah, just taking the whole cluster and throwing it on top of the sukkah, that's not called a ma'isa. Like, you didn't do anything different to this cluster of grapes. So it's only considered a thought. So a thought to change it does not take away the name kli. It's still called the yad, it's still called the handle to the food, and it should still be mekabel tuma. So what's pshat the rabbanon say over here, that changing your mind makes it, it's not called an oichel, and it's not mekabel tuma, it's kasher v'schach. Maybe you want to tell me, Hani mili, when do we say that a thought doesn't help, a machshava doesn't help? That's only kelim. The chashivi, like we're saying, a piece of skin, a mat, it's called a kli, it's called a utensil you could use, that's something choshiv, and once it has a shem kli, you can't take it away. Avu yodis, but over here, the stem of the grape, it's only a yad, it's only like a handle. The letzarech achiluninu, really it's a piece of wood, it's not edible. Why do we want to say it's called like a food, that it could be mekabel tuma? Because it's tzarech achila, you could use it for the purpose of eating with. So it's tzarech achila ninu. So therefore we say, b'machshava nasil, b'machshava salka. Maybe the same way with your thought, that you cut off the cluster of grapes, I'm going to eat it. With your thought that you're going to use these stems to eat with. The stem got a name, ochel, on it. It's called like a handle to the grape. It's called part of the grape. So since it's only like a part of a food, it's not really a kli, maybe with thought, you could also take away this handle to the kli. Now that you change your mind and now you want to use this whole cluster of grapes to put on top of your sukkah for schach, you do not want to use it for nechel anymore, so it's not called the stem, it's not called the tzarech of achila, maybe it loses its name of a nechel, and that's why it's not mekabel tuma according to Rabbanim. So the difference between an actual kli and just a neichel, a yad, the stem of the food. So Mara says, no, we learned like this. Kol yadai seichlin. All the handles of food, like any stem of the grape or of the fig or of the dates, that first it was tied together. Shebisason. We'll soon see it's an achleikus. What does shebisason mean? Does it mean you just untied the bundle? Or does it mean you started to beat it up, like to knock off the stems? Is shebisason the gerin tahiris? It's in the gerin, in the thresh, where you take your wheat and start to bang out the kernels of wheat from the stalks. Then we say the stalks loses its shame, yad. It's not called the handle to the wheat anymore. And then we say the stem, the shaft-like, is tor. It's not called the handle to the wheat. The stalks is not called the handle anymore, therefore it's tor. So if you took the stalks of wheat, shebisason, it becomes tor. So more stuff like this. Bishleim alaman diyama bisason hiter agudon. If you want to tell me bisason just means untie the bundle of stalks, so then shapir. Just by untying the bundle of stalks, you didn't do any action to the stalks itself. It's still a stalk of wheat that has wheat attached to the stalk. Still, you tell me, the fact you untied it, that shows you have a machshava, your mind, you don't want to use it. You don't want to use the shaft anymore. You don't want to use the stem. You don't want to use the stalk of the wheat to like hold the wheat. So with your machshava, you show you don't want it anymore, it becomes tor. Then it's very good here also. With your machshava, you show you don't want to use the tita stem. You want to use the vaschach, it becomes tor. But elo l'man diyoma, my bisason. Bisason mamish, but according to the man diyoma that says bisason means, you like have to bang it, you have to start banging the stalks. That the wheat, the kernels of wheat come off it, that's when the handle becomes tor. So ma'ik l'mein, what can you say? In other words, there your mamish did an action. You did an action, started to pound on the stalks, that the stalks are starting to break away from the kernels of wheat. So that shows an action that you don't want it to be part of the yad, the handle anymore. That's why it's tor. So you see, even by an oichel, even by the handle of the food, it only becomes tor if you do an action to it, you start pounding it. But kozman is still called the handle, it's still attached, even though you untied the bundle. You showed you don't want the handle anymore, still it's tome. So what can you say in our case here? So Gemara says, Hachinamish, bisason mamish. I'll tell you our case also. That we say, you throw it on top of the sukkah paschach. That we say now the handles are also called part of the wood and not called part of the eichel anymore. That's only if you started to like pound away on the stalks. So you're showing a maisi you don't want these stalks to be like a handle for the food. Then it becomes tor. Fred Gemari Hochi, if that's the case that you pounded on the stalk on the stems, so my tamaya dacherim. What's the svar of the cherim? Why do they say even though you did a maisi to show you don't want it, that it's still called the yad, it's still makabel tumah? Why could that be? And they're doing a maisa to show you don't want it anymore to be a kli. So Gemara answers the Yom Rabbi Yosi. I'll tell you the Achirim go like Rabbi Yosi Shita. The Tznan, we learned like this. Rabbi Yosi Metamer. Rabbi Yosi was Metamer. Even in the Reisha, in the first case, that you took these stalks of wheat, Shevisason, you started to pound on them, still they're tummy. Still it's Mekabel Tumah. Still it's called a handle to the wheat. Rabbi Yosi Metamer. For the Gemara, hi my, what's the Sushta? How could you compare one to the other? Bishleim hosam over there by the gerin by where you're making the wheat. Time with the Rabbi Yosi. Know what the reason of Rabbi Yosi is? Chazia l'kli Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish, because a kopon and the stalks of the wheat could still be used like Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish says. Therefore, it's still called the yad, it's still called the handle to the wheat. The Yom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish. Shimon ben Lakish said the Yom Rabbi Shimon ben Lakish hayel ruyes lahoyfchon ba'ater. You could like turn it upside down with the pitchfork. In other words, if you want to turn the wheat upside down. If the wheat is still attached to its stalk, it's easier to turn it upside down with a pitchfork. So even though you started to bang on the stalk, that the wheat should fall off it, but Kozman didn't fall off completely, you're happy with the stalk to be attached to it, that you could turn it upside down with the pitchfork. But here that you threw these stalks on top of the sukkah paschach, and you already pounded on it first, so you show you don't want the wheat to be attached to it, like you don't want it to be a handle for the wheat. What's the time of the Acherim? Why do you say it's still Makabel Tumah? Like it's not Roy for anything. So Gemara answers no. And the Gemara Chazia L'chi Soser, it's Roy, it could be used now that when you knock down the Sukkah and you want to take off the Schach, Lemin Ketlu Bigalayu, you'll be able to take off the Schach very easily. As if the Schach is still attached with its stalks to the wheat, and when you want to pull it off, you just pull off the stalks, it'll come easily. So therefore, even though you started to pound to knock it off, because the mind they're a little bit attached, that's why you see svar, it's still called the yad, it's still called the handle to the wheat, still called you want it to be a handle, it's still called food, and it's makabel tum, it's posel paschach. Now the Gemara says Gufa. We learned on top that then Rashi speaks out, even though there's not really a mission here, so why does it say Gufa? Because it's talking about explaining a mission in Tyrus, and there's no Gemaras on those Mishnayosin. So if here the Gemara wants to like play like this is the Mokka to explain the Mishnah completely. So now we're explaining that Mishnah in Tyrus completely. That Gufa, the Mishnah in Uksim before. Gufa, kol yada sechlin, all the handles, the stems of the food. Shev this is some. The gur, if you, like, machoik is what it means, if you hit it and started to knock off the food from it, the gur in the threshing place, you're making the wheat, it's Tyrus, it's Tor. It shows you don't want it to be a yad, it's not a handle anymore, it's not part of the yechel, it's not royal achila, it's not an yechel. It's not makabatumma, it's Tor. Rabbi Yossi says, no, it's still matami. Now, we're explaining that Mishnah, my bisason. What does it mean it was bisason? Rabbi Yechon and Noma, bisason mamish. Your mamish, like, started to pound on it, started to bang on it. And there the Tanakhama says, since you did a mice to it, it's not makabatumma anymore. And Rabbi Yossi is like we learned before, it's right, you still want it to be together to turn it upside down with a pitchfork. Rabbi Eliezer, or Omer, he says, hit their ogden. All that means, this is not that you started to pound on it, just you untied the bundle. Someone says, Bishleim al Rabbi Eliezer, the Yom HaBisason means hit their ogden, you untied the bundle. Hainu de Matam Rabbi Yossi. That's what Rabbi Yossi said, it was still Tommy. Because all you did was untie the bundle. You didn't do anything to the stalks itself. So the stalks are still attached to the wheat, and still called the handle to the wheat. El al Rabbi Yechon, according to Rabbi Yechon, the Yom HaBisason mamish, that your mamish pounded on the stalks itself, so you did a maisi to show you not ichu with it. Amai metamei Rabbi Yossi. Why does Rabbi Yossi say it's still metamei? L'chur, you did a maisi to show you don't want it to be a handle to the food. So Gemara answers, Amar Rabbi Shimon Melokish, ha'eleruyes lahoivchan biyater. It's right to be, still be attached a little bit that you could turn it upside down with the pitchfork, like we had before. So this is the brayta that explains the Mishnah Barichas. Amar Rabbi Lezer now, Loma nim shalot tfilosen shal tzadikim kiter. What is the Torah sometimes called the tefillah, the praying of a tzaddik, like a pitchfork? And Rashi says, the potter says, Vayitzchok nishim, Vayeter el Hashem, Vayeter loy. Then he daven to Hashem, says, Vayeter el Hashem, like a pitchfork. So why is a tefillah daven to a pitchfork? So Gemara answers, that ma ita, just like this pitchfork, ze ma hapech es a tefuah begurin mimok lemokim, you could turn upside down the tefuah, the grain, from one side to another side, is af tefillos and shal tzadikim. The same way when the tzadikim daven to Hashem, is mahafeches daitesh la kodesh baruch hu, it changes around the mind of a kodesh baruch hu, memides achzorius, from the being very strong, angry against Klal Yisrael, lemides rachmonius, that Hashem should have mercy upon Klal Yisrael. So the tefillah of the tzadikim change around the kodesh baruch hu's midas, that it will be done us with more with rachmonius, as midas achesed. Alright, we'll stop here.
Yeah.
You're holding that for Yudalad. Yudalad Amin Aleph by the Mishnah. Mesachachin bin Esorim. You're allowed to use pieces of wood. A nest to use means a wide piece of wood. Soon see what the size is. Divri Reb Yud, that's Reb Yud Shita. Reb Meir Oysev. Reb Meir says no, you can't use for schach a wide piece of wood. Now, even though Midiraisa, of course, it's kosher. Because a piece of wood is something that grew out of the ground, and it's not makabel tumah, it's a pshutei kliyetz, it's not made to put things on top of it. It's a piece of wood, it's made to build with. So midirayis savad, you could use it for schach. But midirabonim, though, it's possible. But some achleikis, we have Yehuda holds, it's okay, and Remeya says it's oiser. Now, noson oleh neser, shurochav abor tochim, what's going to be if you put on top for schach, you use this piece of wood, that's rochiv, wide, four tfachim wide. In other words, Ramesh, it's like 16 inches wide.
is kosher. You should know, still it's kosher. Oh, but bovad providing shlo yishen tachtav. You're not supposed to sleep underneath this piece of wood. So Rashi learns, what does the Mishnah mean? Who is saying this? The Gifa goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, it's very good. Rabbi Yehuda holds this kosher. But then it's a question, according to Rabbi Yehuda, why should it then be, you can't sleep under it? According to Rabbi Yehuda, that you could use it for schach, you should be allowed to sleep under it. So Chura goes like Rameya. Rameya says it's possible for schach, you're not allowed to use it. So then why does the end of the Mishnah say that the schach is ksheira? So the Gemara says, it's talking about that you put it near the wall. Halacha is, you put it near the walls, we always say doifen akuma, that anything within 4 amos from the wall, it's always kosher anyway, because you say doifen akuma. So the tchach psul doesn't pass through the sukkah. However, the tchach itself is called posle tchach, according to Ramei Yeshita, therefore you're not supposed to sleep under this piece of wood. Since the piece of wood is rochiv wide, 4 tfachim, it's posle with Rabbonin, you can't sleep under that wood. But it doesn't make the whole tchach puzzle. True, if it would be in the middle of the sukkah, it would make the whole sukkah puzzle. But since it's by the side, near the wall, we say doifen akuma, it doesn't make the sukkah puzzle. Just you can't sleep underneath it. So the Gemara. Omar Rav learns like this, that machlokes in the Mishnah is benesorim sheyesh b'marbor. We're talking about these pieces of wood are 4 tfachim wide. They're like 16 inches wide. That's how wide the pieces of boards are. So it's a machlokes in the Mishnah, Rabbi Yehuda holds, still you can use it. And Rabbi Meir says, it's oisi, you're not allowed to use it. So what's the machlokes? The Rabbi Meir is like Zeira's Tikrum. Rabbi Meir holds, it's also to use such a wide piece of wood, because it's like Zeira, it looks like a roof. In other words, the Rashi's time, in the Gemara's time, they used to make their roofs with these nice, thick, wide pieces of wood. They used to use wood, rochid arba tzvachim. So since that's the way you made the roof in your house, if you're going to use the same type of wood to make the roof for your sukkah, people will think, what's the difference sitting in a sukkah or sitting in a house? It's the exact same roof. So people come to say, I'm allowed to sit inside my house, and that's posel for schach, like Rashi learns. That's Rashi Shita. The Torah always says sukkah, it has to be something different, and not your house. And not the house that you have the whole year round. And better still, it could be like other Shainim, that the roof you make in the house, it's not made for the purpose of sale, just to make shade, it's rather made for the purpose of living. That's the way a person lives. A person lives in the house, if you have a roof on the house, but it's not made just to protect its, the shade, it's made there to live there. So that's posel schach, it's not called the schach was made the shame sale. So therefore, Rabbi Yehuda holds, Rabbi Meir holds a segzera not to use a wide piece of wood that you use to make roofs with, because people think, if I could use this wood for my schach, who are then I could eat in my house already? And eating in your house is possible midiraisam. So therefore, midirabonin, you're not allowed to use these wide pieces of wood. Rav Yehuda, less like zera sikra. That's the way Rav learns. Rav Yehuda doesn't know from this zera. Even though using a nice wide piece of wood, but since you're putting it there on top of your sukkah, l'shem tzel, it's a kosher sukkah. The mice that was grown, it's a dove that grows out of the ground, it's not makabu tumma, it's kosher tzchach. He doesn't know from the gzeira. This is the way Rav learns. Abba ben Isarim, Shein ben Abo. But let's say these pieces of wood, if they're not 4 tfachim wide, they're less than 4 tfachim, then divri hakol shera. Then even according to Rav Meir, it's kosher. Hey, that's the way Rav learns. Rav Meir only holds its usher if it's wide 4 tfachim. But if it's not wise for tzvachim, everybody holds, even Ramei holds this kosher. O Shmuel Amar, Shmuel learns, no, the machlokes differently. O Shmuel Amar, kishein behem arbo machlokes. The old machlokes is when it's less than 4 tfachim wide. Then Rabbi Yehuda holds this kosher. Avo yesh behem arbo, let's say you have a piece of wood that's 4 tfachim wide, then divri hakob sulam. Shmuel holds, everybody holds this postal, even Ramei holds. I mean, even Rabbi Yehuda holds this puzzle. So according to Shmuel, when does Rabbi Yehuda say it's kosher? Only when it's less than 4 tfachim. But when it's 4 tfachim, then everybody holds the whole gzera mishum tikra. So Gemara explains now, ein behem abo. You want to say, where is the machlokes though? When it's not wide 4 tfachim. So you want to tell me then, what's the shear up until how wide does Ramea still have its osser? You want to tell me about filu pachas mishleisha? Even if it's less than 3 tfachim wide, Rav Meir also holds still as possible. For the Gemara Hakanim Bialmaninu, that's reeds like you have bamboo sticks. Some bamboo sticks, they're 3 tfachim wide. and nobody uses it to make a roof, if it's like less than 3 tvachim, you for sure you don't use these sticks to make the roof. So it's real kosher schach. So how can you tell me now Rav Meir holds it's osir, even though it's less than 4 tvachim? In other words, how far down does Rav Meir still say it's osir? It's not a swear to say if it's less than 3 tvachim, he holds his posel, that's mamish kanim, that's real bamboo sticks, havadras kosher schach. So Gemara says like this, that Omer Rav Papa Hochi Komer, this is the way Shmuel learns the machlokes, that yesh pema bo, if the board, the piece of wood is 4 tvachim wide, divrei hakav psula. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds his posel. He holds from the Gzeiras Tikra. Since at that time they used to make roofs with boards wide 4 tvachim 16 inches, so if you use such a board to make your schach, it's posel mid rabbonim. Even Rabbi Yehuda holds like that. Pochis mishloish, if the board is less than 3 tvachim wide, I'll tell you divrei hakav ksheira. Even Rabbi Meir also holds his kosher, you're allowed to use it for schach. That's mamish kanim, that's regular bamboo sticks. You don't use it for roofs. That's mutter to use for a slukka. For a slukka. My timer, kanim b'yamaninu. What's the reason? Because that's real kosher schach. That's tam kanim, tam bamboo sticks. Ki pligi. So Shmuel learns, though, where is the machlekes between Rav Meir and Rav Yehuda? Mi shloisha adabo. The machlekes is when it's wide, more than 3 tvachim, but less than 4 tvachim. That ma sovar, ki v'ndelesnayo shir mokom, leigazrinin, as Rav Yehuda's sheet there is, since it's not wide 4 tvachim, which is always the amount to give it a shame mokum, a sheer choshev. Like we always said, a shusla yachid has to at least be 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. Less than that is not called a sheer mokum. So if you have the board that's less than 4 tvachim wide, Rav Meir holds its kosher. Since it's not a sheer mokum, it doesn't make a gzeirum. We're not afraid if we use this board, maybe sometimes people think, like you could also use a board 4 tvachim wide, and then you come to sit inside your house. Well, no, we don't make such a gzeirah. There's a difference between a board wide 4 tvachim, that's called the shir mokum, to less than 4 tvachim. Umasava, Rav Meir holds no. Kivun de nafkin luhum iteres lovid, since it's wider than 3 tvachim, it's more than the shir of lovid. It's less than 3 tvachim, we always say it's lovid considered attached. Once it's wider than 3 tvachim, it's not lovid anymore. So you see, a shir of 3 tvachim wide is called the chashav shir, therefore gazrinim. So Rav Meir holds we make the gzeirah. That if you use a board more than 3 tvachim wide, who are then maybe you'll start to use a board 4 tvachim wide, and a board 4 tvachim wide, since people use that to make the roofs of the house, people will think like Mali's sitting in the sukkah, Mali's sitting in the house. Therefore, like, it's like kula chod gzeira. When they went to make a gzeira not to use a board wide 4 tvachim, they also included in that gzeira was not to use a board even if it's only 3 tvachim wide. Between 3 and 4 is also the cloud gzeira. Yeah. Right. Tanan, it says now Mishnah, Nosa Nole Neser. If you put a board, this board on the schach, Shirochev Abot Tvachim, that the board is wide for Tvachim, Kshera, the sukkah is still called kosher, the Mishnah says. Abobovad, but providing Shloisha Taktav. You're not allowed to sleep under that board. In other words, that board is posel schach, but it doesn't passel the sukkah. So if you sleep under any other part of the schach, it's okay. Just under this board, that's why it's 4 tvachim, it's possible. So Mar says like this. Bishle mele Shmuel, according to Shmuel, it's very good, the Yomar. Bishen ben abo machloikis. When it's not wide 4, that's the machloikis. Avu yesh ben abo. But when the board is wide 4 tvachim, divrei hakav psula. Then everybody holds this possible. Why? Because everybody holds this gzeira mishum tikra sabayis. We're afraid if you use such a wide board, you may come to sit in your house. Like Mali, my roof in my house, Mali, the roof in the sukkah. So, Mishum Hokalish and Tachtav. Therefore, it's good. The end of the Mishnah goes according to everybody. Hey, it's even according to Rabbi Yehuda, according to Shmuel, is also Moida, that if the board is wide for Tvachim, it's a posel schach, and you're not allowed to sleep underneath it. Why is the whole sukkah ksherim? That we spoke out of Rila Grashi says, because it's talking about the board is near the wall, or at least it's within 4 amas from the wall. So, any posel schach, that's within 4 amas from the wall, we always say, Doifan Akuma, it doesn't pass through the sukkah. The sukkah still remains kosher. Just you're not allowed to sleep under that aschach. So according to Shmuel, the end of the Mishnah goes according to everybody. Even Rabbi Yehuda is Moida, that if it's wide, 4 tvachim, you're not allowed to sleep underneath it. The Moira just says, though, Elo l'Rav, but according to Rav, the Yomah, he says no, that the machlokes in the Mishnah between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Meir were talking about when the board is 4 tvachim wide. and still Rabbi Yehuda holds it's kosher, you're allowed to use it for schach. So the Gemara is asking, Elul Rav Diyama, Bishyesh Be'mabo Machloikis, the Machloikis is when it's even wide, four tfachim. Still Rabbi Yehuda doesn't make any Gzerim Mishrim Tikras kosher, Avalein Be'mabo. But when it's less than four tfachim wide, Divri Hakuk Shera, everybody holds it's kosher. Siv Sol Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, how does Rabbi Yehuda learn the end of the Mishnah? Like, Amad La Yishna Tachtav, why can't you sleep under this board? According to Rabbi Yehuda, you're allowed to use the board even though it's wide for tzvachim for schach. He doesn't know too many gzeiros tikrum. Since the board is not makabu tome, it grows out of the ground, it's kosher schach. So why does the end of the Mishnah say you can't sleep under the board? What's wrong with it? And for the Gemara and Echnami, according to Rav, you're going to have to say, Mi savrit divri hakol hi, who says the end of the Mishnah goes according to everybody? According to Rabbi Yehuda also, no, say for us and the Rabbi Meir. According to Rav, the end of the Mishnah can only go according to Rabbi Meir. That Rabbi Meir says the board that's wide for tzvachim is posel tzchach, there's a gzeiros tikkur involved, so therefore you're not allowed to sleep under this board. So if the board is near the wall, if you can say doifin akum, it doesn't pass on the whole sukkah, but I'll call upon him, you're not allowed to sleep under this board, according to Rabbi Meir. So therefore, it's not a kash on Rav. Rav will say the end of the Mishnah goes according to Rabbi Meir, and not according to Rabbi Yehuda's shita. Toshima, come and bring another raya. Zalocha leido, shnei sadinim mitztarfin. If you have two sadinim, means two mats, so a mat is something that's posel eschach. Because it's a dover on a kabel tumor, it's called a kli already, even though it's made out of pishtin, out of flax, that grows out of the ground, but since it's a kli, it's the utensil you could use, it's makabel tumor, you can't use it for schach. Now the shear that schach passes in the middle of the sukkah is dalat tfachim. If you have four tfachim wide of posel eschach, going along the whole sukkah, that makes the sukkah posel. So let's say you have two sadinim, you have two different mats going across the whole schach. Each one is only two tfachim wide. Lamaisa dem it's tarfin, and it's a posel eschach now. These two mats, like together, it's four tfachim wide. So you have now four tfachim wide of posel eschach, the sukkah is posel. It's mitzarfin. What about shnei nesorim? Let's say you have two boards, shnei nesorim, then the